This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The echoes are growing louder, a stirring in the dust, a tremor beneath the foundations. Yahuwah is remembering his covenant and he is awakening scattered Israel from a long slumber. For generations, we have walked in the shadow of Edom, entangled in the webs of Babylonian finance and dependent on systems designed to bind us. But the time of reckoning is upon us, and with it, a call to reclaim what was lost, a call to remember the weight of the shekel. It isn't about gold and silver, not simply. It's about a return to Yahuwah's order, a rejection of the fractured timepiece the nations cling to. They operate on a rhythm of endless consumption, built on debt and usury, demanding allegiance in exchange for fleeting convenience. They offer a false security, a gilded cage built on the backs of Israel. Deuteronomy speaks plainly, lend to many nations but borrow from none. Become the head, not the tail. Yet we have allowed ourselves to become the tail, chasing after the crumbs of a broken system, accepting dependence as destiny. This isn't merely an economic issue, it's a spiritual one. A transgression against the covenant, a rejection of the abundance Yahuwah promised. The disruptions we see today, the broken supply chains, the volatile markets, these are not accidents. They are echoes of Eden, consequences of turning away from the rhythms ordained by the Creator. The nations scramble for control, but their foundations are built on shifting sands. They seek to dictate the terms of our existence, to control the very breath in our lungs. But Yahuwah is not powerless. He is stirring the hearts of his people, reminding us of the ancient pathways of economic sovereignty. He is calling us to reclaim the shekel, not as a nostalgic artifact, but as a symbol of our restored covenant relationship. It's a signal, a beacon, pointing towards a future where Israel is no longer subject to the whims of Babylon. Consider this. The very structure of their financial systems is designed to isolate us, to keep us fractured, dispersed, and dependent. They thrive on division, on competition, on the relentless pursuit of profit at any cost. But Yahuwah's kingdom is built on unity, on cooperation, on the shared abundance of his creation. The shekel, as a potential foundation for a restored covenant economy, represents a conscious separation from that control, a rejection of the mark of the beast system. It is a declaration of independence, a statement that we will no longer participate in their schemes. This isn't about escaping the modern world. It's about building a parallel reality rooted in the principles of righteousness and justice. It's about cultivating self-sufficiency, supporting our own artisans and merchants, and fostering a community based on mutual aid and shared prosperity. It's about remembering that true wealth lies not in material possessions, but in our relationship with Yahuwah and with one another. And let us not be deceived by the illusions of Edom. They will attempt to co-opt our efforts, to infiltrate our communities, and to dilute our message. They will offer counterfeit solutions, designed to maintain their control. They will whisper doubts and fears, seeking to discourage us from pursuing this path. But we must remain steadfast, grounded in the truth of the Scriptures, and unwavering in our commitment to Yahuwah's covenant. The echoes of Edom are clear, a self-reinforcing narrative of dominance, a refusal to acknowledge the shifting tides. They build their echo chambers, believing their own delusions, oblivious to the judgment that is swiftly approaching. Yes, Yahuwah spoke of their pride, their arrogance, and their ultimate downfall. This is not a moment for complacency, but for vigilance. This restoration isn't happening in the halls of power or within the borders of the modern state they call Israel. It's happening in the hearts and minds of scattered Israel, in the quiet determination of those who are choosing to walk a different path. It is a grassroots awakening, a reclaiming of our heritage, and a preparation for the day of Yahuwah. It's a remembering of who we are and whose we are, a return to the ancient weight, the righteous measure. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.